All right, well, it's 8:30, or approximately 8:30 on January 31st, 2017. And we are here for an exhibit conference in the matter of the application of Powder River Energy Corporation for authority to increase its cost of power adjustment by $18,393,590 per annum to reflect a change in average wholesale power costs. And it's docket number 10014-172-CP-16. My name is John Burbridge, and I've been duly appointed by the commission in this matter to act as presiding officer here today. To my right, immediate right, is Dave Walker, a staff analyst. To his right is Katie Koski. She's a Public Service Commission staff attorney. And then to her right is Morgan Fish, another staff analyst. With that, I would take introductions from Powder River Energy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Mandy Good with Hearst Applegate. I'm here on behalf of Powder River Energy Corporation, or Precor. To my left is Kara Ellsbury, also with Hearst Applegate. And to her left is Tom Nicholas with Hearst Applegate. Behind me from and on behalf of Powder River Energy Corporation, we have Joanne Cole, who's the Chief Financial Officer, and David Hedrick, who's testifying on behalf of Powder River Energy Corporation. We also have one of Precor's Board of Directors in the room, Jerry Geis.
All right, thank you very much. Are we streaming and on the telephone? Okay, do you have anybody on the telephone that needs to be introduced?
Nobody to my knowledge.
Okay, thank you. And then for the interveners, Mr. Hickey.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Burbidge, members of staff, Council Paul Hickey of Hickey and Evans, representing the three joint interveners in this docket. With me are Phil Roselli and Ray Gifford, both of the Wilkinson Barker firm, and our one witness is well known to all of you on the commission staff and to the commissioners. Kevin Higgins is not in the room yet, but I assure you Mr. Higgins will be here shortly.
Okay, thank you. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started with the task at hand, which is going through the exhibits and offering those into evidence. So, Ms. Good, if you would start us off, your exhibits and what you would like to offer into the record today.
Absolutely. Precor earlier designated exhibits 1 through 12 and exchanged those with the joint interveners and provided a copy to the commission. We have since provided the supplemental exhibit list, which is exhibits 13 through 20. So we now have exhibits 1 through 20. 13 through 20 is simply portions of the documents that the joint interveners designated that we wanted to ensure were included in the record.
Okay, and are you offering those to be entered into the record here?
I am. I move for their admittance into the record.
All right, is there any objection by the interveners?
There is no objection.
All right, then exhibits, Powder River Corporation's exhibits 1 through 20 will be received into evidence. And I would note that of those exhibits, many are designated as 1.1, for example, 1.2, etc. Mr. Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Burbidge. Consistent with the Commission's October 11, 2016 scheduling order, the joint interveners filed their exhibit index and exhibits and exchanged those with Precorp. We have listed and provided exhibits numbered 234.0 through 234.28. The last exhibit, and I'll refer to it as 234.28, was provided with a supplemental exhibit index on the 20th in order to have that in front of everyone by the time of the pre-hearing conference. We would move the admission of those, and for the record, they are bait stamp number beginning joint intervener JI0001 through JI0179.
Very good. Is there any objection to the joint intervenors offering? And I take it you're offering those to be
entered. I am now moving those. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the exhibits as described by Mr. Hickey?
No objection.
All right. Then exhibits 234.0 through 234.28, I believe that's correct, are received into the record.
Thank you.
And then let's go ahead and move on to the commission exhibits. I would note that the commission has exhibits 101 through 136. Have the parties had an opportunity to review those?
Yes.
Thank
you. Is there any objection to making those a part of the record? And I'll start with Ms. Good.
Precor has no objection.
Okay, Mr. Hickey?
None on behalf of the joint intervening.
All right, then exhibits. Commission is offering and receiving exhibits 101 through 136 to be part of the record in this proceeding. Is there anything else that the parties need to bring up at this time?
The only other thing we wonder if it might make sense to bring up now is the issue of the standing objection to the preemption stuff. We drafted up a standing objection. We're happy to read it into the record later if that's still okay with everyone, or we're happy to provide a copy to you and allow you to read it, Mr.
Well, let's do this. How long is what you have? What have you written? And I guess I'd like sort of a preview, and then I would like to maybe take it up as a preliminary matter, depending on what I hear right now.
Absolutely. All we are going to suggest is that Precor has a standing objection to any discussion of the components of Basin's wholesale rate or the interpretation of the Basin Precor wholesale power agreement. Precor objects that it's irrelevant and preempted for the reasons set forth in detail in the summary judgment briefing, so that we don't have to get into that throughout our hearing.
And I suspect that the interveners will have a comment on that.
Well, I would say we're certainly amenable, as we indicated in the pre-hearing conference, to the standing objection. I think it's important for context, so that the questions make sense in the hearing. The commissioners hear the objection so that they can understand whenever we're talking about DGC issues, et cetera, that there is this standing objection on the floor.
I'm inclined to go ahead and take that up as a preliminary matter so that the commissioners have a good understanding, and they may have some questions about that as well. So we'll take that up as a preliminary matter. Are the parties, I'll start with you, Ms. Good, and aware, are there any other preliminary motions or anything that need to be resolved before we move into opening statements and testimony?
We don't have any further on behalf of Precor.
Mr. Hickey.
None on behalf of the joint intervener, Mr.
Berger. Okay. And then just one final thing I'd like to cover. I reiterate everything we discussed as far as protocol in here is that we discussed in the pre-hearing conference would apply today. The list of the order of witnesses, has that changed, Ms. Good?
That has not changed.
All right. And I think I know the order of the intervener's witness. All right.
It begins and ends at one.
Unless there's anything else, with that, we'll stand adjourned until 9 o'clock, when we will commence with the contested case hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.